Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. How would you guys like to have the chance of a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach. Sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com.
You know, this week, Zach Sealer was an anti-hero.
Dude, he needs to get on the board this weekend. He needs to get on the board this weekend or this Monday. Absolutely. Need it. Need it from him. Need this defense to show up. I saw like Jalen Phillips was like, hey, you know, we don't want to press. No, press. Figure it out, dude. Whatever you're not doing, fix it. That's what we need. We need sacks. We need turnovers. You guys act like a real defense. And then when punting happens, mind your breaks. Just mind your breaks. I'm not saying don't have that, but just saying.
Who's next? Chop?
Probably. Rookie mistake?
No.
I wish there was a prop bet.
Well, here's the deal.
There was a prop bet on which starting defensive player is going to catch a penalty on special teams.
Chop wouldn't do that.
Jalen?
Because Chop played special teams.
Kenny G?
Kenny G could.
Okay.
Those inside guys, when they break free, they want to go block the punt, but they don't know how to block a punt. And it's usually only on, and like I said before, everybody's wondering why these guys were playing special teams.
Yeah.
It's called safe punt. So in safe punt, your regular defense is in there because usually it's around midfield and you want to have somebody out there to defend the fake.
It was unsafe.
So that's why you had your starting defense out there. It happens all the time. If you pay attention.
I don't think it happens all the time.
No.
That happens to a team.
You don't know what part of it I'm talking about. Safe punt. Whenever a team is around midfield, if you look on the field, the regular defense for any team is going to be out there. It's not exclusive to the Dolphins.
Yeah, but does it happen where they mess it up twice?
No, usually
in 3 weeks?
They don't rush. just stop checking for the fake.
On punt team, I better see Sealer sitting crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, we got to say that, huh?
Sit this one out, Zach, huh?
Sit this one out.
You just sit over there. We just want this punt to get off.
I got you.
Figure that out.
Neither. I play punt team.
What's the deal with Fields? Vlad, is he going to be back for this week, or is it Tyrod Taylor?
I don't know.
Is there any update on that?
He's still under the protocol, the NFL's concussion protocol.
I didn't even see what happened, how he got concussed. Did he get snap back on the thing, or did he get lit up?
He got hit, and his head hit the back of the turf. Back of the turf, but I felt like he was already playing with a concussion because he was getting banged up in that game.
Oh, was
Buffalo.
He?
Yeah.
That Buffalo, man, they hurt people.
Man, Tyrod Taylor still doing his thing.
Still doing it, man.
Tyrod is good until he gets hit.
Yeah. I mean,
and once he gets hit, he's like, listen, oh, I forgot, I'm a backup quarterback.
There's a bunch of teams right now are having what I call a bullpen game. That means they got starting quarterbacks that they're trying to get 6 or 7 innings out of, but they really should be coming out of the bullpen, right? I say it about the Browns. Joe Flacco going to give you 3 or 4 of the greatest weeks you've ever seen. Then he's not.
Russ is back in the backup.
Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis.
Russ went from 450 to benched.
He says he's not done. He said he's not done.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
What, in New York or just in?
Just in general. In general. But he said he's not going to demand a trade.
Well, no worry.
You know?
Cincinnati will be calling soon.
Maybe. You think Kirk Cousins is sitting here being like, man, nobody wants me?
No, Kirk's about to play in Atlanta. I've been talking to people in Atlanta.
Oh, Penix has stunk.
Penix has stunk, and they're on Raheem's neck.
Yeah, but didn't he take a shot at Kirk Cousins the other day? Because he was like, this ain't the same as Kirk Cousins. Because it's like, oh, it's his young guy, they all draft him. Like, once you're out, you're out. You're not going to go back to Kirk Cousins.
I don't know. Not if Home Depot owns.
Where's Kirk Cousins? He's still in Atlanta?
Yeah. Jeez, where you been? Leroy, we've been talking about this for the last 20 seconds.
Remember that? Yeah, we all thought he was probably going to get traded, but no, nobody took him. They haven't. They just kept him. You know? Is he doing another season of quarterback? Because that's all he's known for now, is being a reality TV show star.
Making a lot of money.
A whole lot of money, yeah.
What did he give him, like 2 years, $100 million or something like that?
I think three, yeah, something like
three
that.
3 years, $100 million?
But guaranteed.
That guy, like you want to talk about, that guy's made more guaranteed money than anybody in the NFL. The history of the NFL.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
A lot of dough. Him and Darrell Revis, kings of it.
Well, also, he dealt with a lot of stupid owners and executives. They kept on franchising him. You franchise him, the more money he's going to make.
Yep.
Yep.
But, no, he's still hanging. Russ is still hanging. Wentz. All these guys.
But Wentz is a backup.
Well, they are now, too.
Right.
They are now, too. It's all a club. You know, they should have a group chat of
But Carson Wentz was brought in as a backup.
I understand. But Russell Wilson's like, you know, he probably knew once, like, he signed there. That whole QB room was weird as it was.
Is Jameis Winston still on that team?
Yes.
Yes. Lever.
Yes.
Lever, have you not been listening to what we've been saying?
No.
Oh, my God.
I have been.
Yeah, Jameis is still there, dude.
So they skipped right over him.
Yes. The only thing he did this year was get them out of a practice because he hit the crossbar because of God.
Jameis. Yes,
and then he demanded everybody go to Bible study.
Which they said they went back to practice.
I don't know.
I remember those choices as a kid. You can cut the grass or go to this Baptist church for 3 hours.
Shmita says Tobin is a couple of stars away from wanting Russ over to it. At least Russ can throw deep.
He can throw deep.
Dude.
He's not going to miss Tyreek. I'm going to underthrow him.
Can I?
I'm just Leroy.
I'm going to say this. Throwing the ball deep has more to do with the timing in which you throw it than the strength of your arm, right? And you need to understand that. There's a lot of quarterbacks who can throw deep that don't have an arm as strong as Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and stuff like that. It's when you throw it. That's the problem. The problem is Tua should know his strengths and weaknesses and stop looking around and then decide to chuck it.
Well, yep. It just doesn't look like the same guy. You know, it's just he doesn't look as confident in any abilities that he had.
Like, do we do that when they're losing? Or
I'm just doing it based on what you've said this week. You said you don't think he looks like the same guy. Like,
he doesn't. But when I watch him drop back and he does all this right here, like, it just seemed like, when he played before, things look more fluid. He looks very jerk. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do.
He's not a cat burglar anymore.
Like, when he drops back and he does that, like, yeah, it looks crazy. You know, it's not as fluid.
Well, you think it's in his head now? Because it's like, you know, he used to eat in that middle of the field, and now everybody kind of sits there, and they're deking him. And
well, no, they're putting people there.
No, I know they're putting people there, but he used to throw between people. He didn't care. Like, that was the thing. But he would go through tight windows.
The timing of it worked out. But what teams are doing now is they have one guy that just drops back in the middle and makes that window a little bit smaller to where you can't throw it there. And he hasn't been throwing the ball outside to keep them honest. Last week, he threw a couple of post routes. He threw a couple of out routes. He threw, you know, a couple of outside routes to where then the middle of the field became more available because they can't just sit everybody in between the hash marks.
But also, like, in that mix up, like, you may start questioning yourself too, right? Like, if you were at a place where you always would pull the trigger, and now you're just second guessing yourself.
Of course.
So that's course. what it feels like.
That's human nature, right? So I just think that it's there's certain things that he says, but it doesn't reflect on how he's playing on the field. Like, he says, oh, I don't worry about that stuff, and I don't worry about the outside noise, and I don't worry about that. He seems a lot more hesitant throwing the football. And what happens is, when you don't have a hose as an arm, your hesitation makes you even more limited because you then can't just throw a cannon to where you need to get it and play catch-up with the football. So it's kind of one of those things that you have to be definitive in what you're doing. You have to be confident in what you're doing and just do it. Because if you wait and pat the ball, now you've taken yourself out of the play. And that's what's been happening on a number of occasions. Then he tries to throw that ball down the field and you go, oof. You know, once a receiver gets 40 yards down the field, you only got two or three quarterbacks that can reach that guy running. Because by the time the ball gets there, it's 55, 60 yards. So that's while we're sitting here talking about Tua, there's a lot of guys that where he's throwing that ball, there's a lot of guys that can't throw that ball. And that's why it looks like it's hanging up there. So it's a timing thing. If you're going to throw that pass, it has to be thrown sooner. That's just like certain people say, oh, he has a great – Russell Wilson doesn't have a cannon for an arm.
He's got a pretty good arm.
Huh?
He's got a pretty good arm, though.
He's got a good arm. His timing, though. Like, those balls that are being caught are only 40, 45 yards. Mm-hmm. But it's when he throws them. So it looks like, whoo, look at that deep ball.
Well, the thing that was crazy about the last game is, like, you know, we know Josh Allen is a piss whistle. He did the same thing Tua did. It was all short passes to tight ends.
Right.
We all know what he can do. You know, he can throw it wherever. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that's what their bread and butter was the entire game either.
Right.
And I think that's the thing is with this Tua thing has just basically been, it feels like the only thing he's comfortable with right now is checking it down to Achan. That's it. Like, he used to be feasting over the middle, finding those guys, keeping the chains moving. And then, they would uncork explosive plays from time to time. And it just all feels muddled up right now.
Right. And part of it, put it this way, part of it is the play designs not give him an opportunity to do that, right? So you notice how open things got when he started throwing. Like, he threw that out route to Tyreek, and he threw a couple of balls outside, right? And notice how things opened up inside. So you got to kind of do stuff like that. You can't just keep going to the well, which they were doing the first 2 weeks. Just, okay, we're going to just run our stuff. Hopefully it'll work. And you throw that pick to the parking cone in the middle of the field. Like, you can't – dude, they should not be able to figure out where you're going to throw the ball and just sit anybody there. That's bad play design. It is. Like, if I could take you and put you on the defense and tell you, Tobin, go when the ball snap, go stand here. He's going to throw it to you. And he throws it to you? Come on. That's not good. That's not good football. So, yeah.
It's been a rough watch. There's no doubt about it.
Say, hey, Leroy, Tua doesn't need your extra cushioning when we call out his flaws. Like, it's not.
Well, I mean, I just got to be a question here because you people in the chat, you're all very stupid right now. Who's made an excuse for Tua? We've just literally been talking about the game. Like, nobody here has said, saying, Leroy, has this been the segment? Poor Tua. He has to play behind this line. Nobody said that the entire time. So, like, I need you guys to all get a grip. I know everybody's pissed off.
We don't need your extra cushion. There is no cushion.
I know everybody's pissed off right now. Nobody has made an excuse for Tua. In fact, everybody, I think, has said, like, this is very clearly the worst that he's played football. But I do think it is worth saying, and I've said this, there's people who think that Tua has always sucked. Good for you guys. But there are people that thought that Tua had some goods. And I don't see as good a guy anymore. I see a guy who's not playing up to the highest level that he's played at, and we're trying to figure that out.
Right.
If you want to call that excuse making, I don't. Fine. I mean, you sound stupid. You are a bad listener, but that's okay. You guys can just live in your little well. I'm not sitting here saying this is Mike McDaniel's fault, Tyreek Hill's fault. Quite the contrary. I think that a lot of those guys have done okay for him. Achane has looked good when they've gotten things going. He has been a big problem this year. There's no doubt about it. And the critiques come with what they are. He's the highest paid player. Are there other concerns on the team? Yeah, sure. But I think it's fascinating because I do think that we're seeing a guy who doesn't look as good, and I'm wondering what those reasons are. Is it because he's got happy feet? He doesn't have the time?
Because
this was a guy a year ago that was like, doesn't matter who's in front of me in the O-line. I get rid of it so fast.
Here's
the
problem,
it doesn't seem
though.
Like that.
Just imagine you doing something that you have been absolutely sure about for a number of years, and it worked, and it worked, and it worked, and it worked, and you didn't have a problem. Like you said, didn't matter who was in front. He could make the throws. He knew where he was going with it. He could read it. Everything worked perfectly. Then somebody throws an adjustment at you, right? Now you look, you got happy feet because you can't throw it there, and it looks different for whatever reason. I've never seen Tua with, like, the way he's chopping his feet and looking like it doesn't look fluid. And that's the reality of it. For whatever reason. I don't know what's going on in that man's head.
Yeah.
But I do know this. Where he was throwing it 2 years ago or last year, they've taken that away.
For sure.
And until they come up with a solution for that, he's always going to look bad. I think part of it and part of the reason why he has looked the way he has is because for 3 years, he's always been so confident in where he's throwing it. And then the first 3 weeks of the season, it looks like there's doubt. Right? So that means when you have doubt, that means the balls that you end up throwing deep or late, they look like punts. The balls that you're throwing, you know, up the middle, you're nervous because they've been picked off at the worst times. And the defense is just fooling the crap out of you. And so what you have to do with Tua, you have to reset his thinking, right? Because when you run a normal offense, it's very easy to say, okay, let's just move our direction here. We're going to read this because this is what they're doing. But you run the same plays. You just look in a different direction.
You think he needs to get on that darkness retreat with Aaron Rodgers? Reset the mind?
He don't need a darkness retreat. He actually needs more light so he can see more. Right? Darkness ain't going to help this dude. He been throwing the ball in darkness.
They got the neon jerseys this week, so maybe that'll help. I'll take my minus
one. Will you please tell the people what you asked me?
What did I ask you?
About the green. I'm like,
minus one.
Leroy had a heart monitor on. He's been monitoring his heart, and he was explaining that.
At night, it blinks. And so I kept yelling to Mel, hey, your phone's going off. She goes, hey, jackass, that's that thing on your chest. It's like bright. It's blinking.
Wait a minute. Time out.
What?
Technology again?
No, it's not technology.
It always gets them.
So that's technology, bro.
Because it blinks. It was blinking.
That's technology.
Yeah, it's like a lighthouse.
Right. It's like a lighthouse.
But
it's letting you know
God.
The battery
minus
is.
One.
So Toby goes, was it neon green? I'm like, dude, it just like.
I just want to know, is it like traffic light green or was it neon? Like, I was just curious.
I don't know. It's just a light that's right in my face.
I'm sorry.
And you thought it was a phone?
Wow, that's really annoying.
Huh?
Thought it was a phone?
Yeah, because you know when your phone's on vibrate.
His phone, he has light text notifications.
Right.
Like an insane person.
No, my, here.
The one that goes. Like
yeah, he does like a strobe light. On
oh
his,
my goodness, why, Leroy?
It's in the other room. I don't care.
Awful.
We'll take a break. Regular old second hour coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.